Happy feelings in the air.
Put me a lay in before we get started.
I know you lying to me.
Send me one quick one.
Come on, man. This dude here. We trying to get started. This dude here.
Man, major.
Still
on
fan doing this shit.
The five ball.
Oh, my God.
The five team.
We'll talk about it after. Welcome to episode 77 of Hot Takes Podcast. That's right. You heard it. Hot Takes Podcast. We have now changed the name, updated the logo, you know, out with the old and with the new updated version of things. You know, me and Shug moving forward.
Safe to say, the boys then did a little bit of rebranding, you feel me? We back on the bullshit. Same bullshit, though.
The rebrand is here. Again, I'm your host, Dell, with my co-host, Shug, man.
Let's pop it, man.
Let's
we
get
in
to
the
it.
Mix. First things first, man. Kick it off.
Yeah, so just, man, shout out to my girl, though, man, for real. Because she came up with the logo, bro. Like, she had been, not really on my back, but she had been like, you know, y'all got to be the logo and this and that and the third. Because, you know, situation. And I knew that, but fuck, I just hadn't got around to doing it and couldn't figure out anything I liked. And, she took the time out to make one. Came out nice. Made a couple edits to it. And
I like
that's
the
fun one. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe we make another one later on, but that's where we at for right now, man. Name, you know. She wanted us to change the name, and I also wanted to change the name too. Just from the get-go. I didn't always want to keep that name.
Right.
When we first started, I was like, yeah, we're going to eventually change it. But, like, I couldn't. That's what I decided on from the get-go. So, I'm like, let's,
and I just feel like,
you know,
personally, like, hot takes is really what it is. I mean,
because we
really
do give them hot takes.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
This hot take shit.
Right.
It really is. Man, what's the first thing on
we
on
got?
The
you, first of all, let's get rest in peace to Pee Wee Herman and Angus Clark. You know what I'm saying? Both recently transitioned. Just give a moment of silence for that real quick. But, yeah, man, rest in peace to those two gentlemen, man. Angus Cloud was from Euphoria. I never watched the show. People say he was really good on the show. He's a really good actor.
From what I understand, he had a real prevalent role on the show.
Right. And Pee Wee Herman, of course, you know, everybody grew up on that. Right. Wish I had the plug up, man. I would have played some of that.
We good.
You know? But if you know, you know. And you should know at this point in time in your life. But, we got a full list of stuff to talk about. What you want to talk about first, man? You want to talk about Lizzo, Meech, or Cardi? What you want to talk about?
Man, let's kick it off with the little Meech and Summer Walker. We're going to get
right
into
the
bullshit.
Let's do it. Hot takes.
For those
what you
of
got?
You who don't know, Meech was caught on camera. Like, you know, first of all, man, shout out to everybody who got that Homeland Security shit. The Vivint services out there of the world and all these people with the doorbell, with the shit that you can see the motherfucker on, because that's just what got Meech popped. He was caught coming into the crib.
Nah. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
In the log. Like, he was walking into the crib. You know, first of all, let's just say he didn't have anything in his hands. He was just walking in. You know, big booty ass chick. Whatever. Got caught. Summer Walker announced it. You know, that they split up, whatever, whatever. What's your take about him getting caught? Like, what you think? Like, because, I mean, obviously that's sloppy movement. You think he just don't give
fuck
a fuck?
That's not sloppy movement. Bro, you don't think that, ironically, that camera across the hallway caught them walking? Like, come on, man.
Not really.
How?
I mean, fuck, they all catch you walking. And like, let's say it's a strip, you know, of 12 apartments, and all 12 have the camera. He would have been seen on all 12 of those cameras. So it's not that, like, far-fetched is what I'm saying. Like,
I feel like it's kind of far-fetched. But that's hype for you to get caught. It's one thing, you know, the many ways
but
you've
I feel like somebody may have, like, told her, like, to oh, look at this, and look at this shit, I got it on this. Like, you know, a bitch might
no,
have told
No, but what
her,
I'm saying so. Is, let's just say that's not him, it's not his first time doing this. And you go over here, and randomly, all of a sudden, a camera across the street catch you on a ring cam.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes out from there. Like, how many times people, okay, you say, everybody have these ring alarms or whatever.
All right.
It catch all this movement. people not recording this all day. It may alert you and all that, but for you to have that out of all of your recordings is somewhat odd to me, but continue. I digress.
I feel you. All I know is my mom and dad got the same system on their crib, and they see every fucking thing we do on the outside. Like, if I pulled up to this bitch right. and I put the blunt out on the steps, they see me put the blunt out on the steps.
Now, let me ask you this, though. They may record that and bring that to your attention later on. Yeah. Now, if somebody made a wrong turn and just back out y'all driveway, like, all right, let me turn around real quick. They see that quick. Shit, too. Are they going to do something with that? Or going to let this shit just slide to the to be deleted, to the trash?
They probably wouldn't worry about it. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you catching your neighbor going in to their house.
Cheating it, but that's hot sauce, though. You know, that shit worthy of keeping. I mean, a motherfucker turning in your driveway and bagging out, it's not.
It's
but
more sloppy on his part like, to not be covered up. Yeah. Like, you look plain as day, look like a little Meech.
You look like little Meech. Right. I agree 100%.
You should have had wanted, on some shade.
Wanted to bring the topic up to really emphasize on some of the after activity. The nigga came out and basically like laughed at it and made a joke of it by saying that he was helping his cousin with some groceries. You know, that
reminded me of BMF so much.
Right.
I'm like, damn.
And she went on this like hot girl summer hiatus, which is like, you know how that
living free. Let's say living free.
Yeah, I mean, but damn, boo, you got hella kids at home. Like, you probably shouldn't be out here like that. But it is what it is. You know, mom's in the middle of the fucking sunroof with her ass cracking the air. But you know, it's all good. It's all good.
I don't always agree with that. I mean, being a mom shouldn't change it. Cause I mean, we could not know she had kids and see that. And you're like,
but like,
I don't
agree way
with
to
that.
Celebrate it by like right. ruining your chances with the rest of the world. Cause I mean, obviously you like niggas. This your third go around with a nigga. So you probably look for another nigga. And the next nigga you look for, he probably gonna be like, nah, I don't like how you really act with niggas for real. Cause you don't know how to act. You got your shaking that ass and shit in the middle. She was in the sunroof, head down, ass up. Through the sunroof. Like, bro, that's some 17-year-old activity who just got away from their mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you finally got a chance to get out the crib, and that's the type of bullshit you on. But, like,
man, I don't want to sound like I'm policing women. But
no,
because
I'm just saying she was, like,
shit,
loving
though.
This nigga 2 weeks ago, and y'all broke up today, and now this where we at with it. Like, this is so inconsistent.
But is it, though? Because they did have a small situation that happened prior to, before the situation.
Well,
before
yeah,
the ring
I
on.
Could see that.
But
I could see that.
I'd never agree with that. Whether you're a mom, single, divorced, whatever, to do some of the things that women do when they say they just living and having fun, you know. But I have to respect it because hey, who am I to judge women? And who am I to police women? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
And I say bitches because I think that's the proper term. I really do. I don't want to say women and include every woman into this because this is
well,
not
I'm
every
speaking
woman.
To the women
you
that,
know,
that
I'm
do
talking
that.
About the bitches. That's exactly who I'm talking about. That category of women who just can't seem to get out of 17-year-oldish mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I just
like,
feel like
that's
some
that's the
stuff,
only crowd I'm talking to. They know who
if,
they are.
I'm not mad at that if y'all are in like a private tent. Like y'all, you know how they do the little.
Like, if y'all among
the
y'all
sex
self,
parties, all that whatever. Shit, where they get the little dildo lollipops, all the bullshit. You do all that shit over there. Like, you shouldn't do that out.
Public
sitting. In front of everybody.
Right.
And I'm just, I don't
know.
For
this to
with.
Become part of your reputation. Like, right. you know what I'm saying? Because what's right. done behind closed doors is exactly that.
Right.
But when you out here in the streets,
because
your public reputation is
it's
on
one
the
thing when a man makes this opinion based on what he sees outside. But he don't get that same point of view off when you're going back and telling what happened behind closed doors.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? You look at like a fucking fool when you do shit like that. Versus, I just, you know, you saw it in public and you said some shit versus you came back outside and said some shit. I don't know, man.
That's where I stand at with it, you know,
but
in all
now,
totality.
Tell you all of this, and we doing all this, and everybody having their opinions. But if I'm not mistaken, he was at her most recent show, or right. the same show where she went after the club, after mm-hmm. the show, and went to the club, and all of that. So apparently, it's a
running thing.
Yeah,
who knows?
Or whatever the case is between them, but it's like, I don't know. I just...
Hey, fuck. It's a good topic for podcast. So we all got takes, so we talking about the shit. Of course. What we got on that motherfucking next? Speaking of talking, Jose Ramirez got up talking, and fucking Tim Anderson looked him in the eye, turned his fucking White Sox head to the side, put his fist up, like, and he started swinging shit at that nigga.
The trip part is, like, what,
how you feel about it? Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I didn't see it live, but I saw all the footage. Okay. So, it's one thing for you to get into it with the player and all that. You pushed the ref out the way, umpire out the way. Like, ooh, watch out. Let me get him right quick.
Let me get
mine right quick. Oh, I ain't tripping. This game might be over. We up. You know what I'm saying? So, you pushed the up out the way. Y'all squared off. I'm like, all right, he got his finger taped. He about to show me something.
Get in something. Right. And you know what? For like the first couple seconds, he looked good. It was combination.
Ramirez,
and then he got wild.
Load with it.
Got low. And ooh, wee. Good night, Irene. I was like, shit. Like,
oh, that's not good.
Yeah, Tim Anderson went out bad. But like, that's not good. But this high, it got me. I was sitting out chilling. You know, I'm just score watching.
Yeah.
And nothing is moving. I'm like, okay, something went on. So I look on Instagram. I see. I'm like, okay. And then I didn't really see the punch. But later on that night, they had a zoomed in one, you know, where they're literally just showing the punch.
Mm-hmm.
And Jose caught him with a wild one. And he.
A good right one.
Boom. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Look a lot like
Tim Anderson ain't playing today. He's not playing.
Jose look a lot like today. Crawford.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Go see that right quick.
Yeah.
But
leads us to the next four friend. Man, shout out to Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence.
Definitely.
You know, Spence, he fought, bro. He stayed in there. He did his thing. On that particular night, he didn't. I'm about to tell you. On that night, he was just totally outgunned.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
You know, he just really went into the fight and he had 8 bullets. And Crawford came with a fucking machine gun. Yeah. And you know, by
with
the
extra
time he
drum
shot
in the
bullets,
back pocket.
Yeah,
you know,
it was all over.
Just
he
in
came
case
with a plan. Yeah, he got a grenade too. But if it come down to that, but it never
you know,
came
couple,
down to that.
Couple rocket launches. You know,
yeah,
on the side. Just in case.
Matter of fact,
I got a little arsenal. Shit.
I got everything you could fucking name, pretty much. And that's kind of how that fight was orchestrated. And it's just crazy to see because both of those fighters were undefeated, bro. Before this, niggas felt like Spence was the invincible.
Now see. I'm not that much into boxing, but I just have a hard time just really getting into it because you get fights like this where everybody is ready for it and it should be even matched. Even I go back to Wilder and Fury, right?
And it don't live up.
It don't live up. And it's like, no.
But
I just can't. You know?
See, boxing is such a history sport, bro. Such a history sport.
I have the same issue with fishing. Here's this. Check this out. The lead up to boxing. Usually, once they set up the match, usually, what, maybe 2-3 months away,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you're waiting all this time. When it finally come up, this is what you get. For example.
Right. It's fighters that fight once a year.
Right. So, here's my thing with fishing. I've never been fishing, right? But what I can't do or wouldn't want to do is go and then you have a day where you don't catch nothing or it's just a real dry day in a sense. I'm gonna be pissed, you know, and it's like I can't do that to myself. You know, I know it's the process of fishing, it takes time and all that. At the end of the day, we gotta leave with a decent amount of something.
Right, but
you
see,
know what
like,
I'm saying? I got
with
to.
Boxing, it's the history of it, bro. You know, it's just so much that go into it, bro. These fighters have fought damn near 30 fights apiece, no losses. You know, right. that's major history. Like, some first to ever do this type shit.
Right.
And then, I mean, for Terrence Crawford, he kind of just stamped himself. You just got to be aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
What Terrence Crawford just did is stamped himself into the Hall of Fame. You know, so it's that big, it's that deep, it really is. He just separated himself from a pack of guys that's like,
yeah,
that we all thought was incredible. But
definitely, I agree, man. Shout out to Crawford, man. Shout out to Spence too, bro. How do you think the rematch goes?
The same way. Maybe not
as
the
far
same
as winner
result.
Or just
nah, same result. Winner.
Okay,
that's all I'm gonna say. I don't necessarily know if it'll go like that.
But when you think Crawford wins again?
Yeah, bro. Okay. His game is to figure you out, and Errol Spence is like the attacker, you know. So
yeah.
He's not really playing.
I'm
that
on offense
side.
The whole time.
Right, right, yeah. right. And that's playing into the hands of Terrence Crawford. So right. Yeah. at some point he'll adjust and start whooping ass again.
Yeah. So I want to get into Cardi real quick. And so recently Cardi was on video. Well, apparently a fan at a concert in Vegas threw water on her, or liquid or some shit. And she threw the mic at him in reaction. Like, you could tell it was almost a reaction in a sense versus it being out of anger in a sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And illful intent, I'll say. It was more reactive than illful intent. And do you see this, or like maybe some of the things that happened with her outside of her good things ever being able to kind of pull her off that high horse in a sense? Not necessarily a bad way, but like, could you see something happening,
man,
where...
Hell nah, people are who they are, like, bro. Like, the you know, your life situations or your accomplishments don't carry you beyond who the fuck Rendell is.
Right.
And it's the same for Cardi B. I mean, yeah, she got some glitz and the glamour, but at the end of the day, this is a ghetto hood rat-ass bitch from New York.
Come on,
and that's what we dealing
language,
with. You know,
dog.
It don't matter if she married and all that other shit. When it all boils down to it,
that's boom. Still Cardi B from
this
New York.
Still
right.
Cardi B from New York. I think she's from the Bronx.
I think so too. Yeah. But it's like, what I'm saying is, like, I saw the video and I'm like, damn, like, she really launched that motherfucker.
Yeah, she threw that bitch with ill intent.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, and the mics ain't no fucking light thing.
Bro,
like, that's a heavy thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's Shane Thompson.
But
that's who I am.
But here's what I'm saying.
Fuck out that mic.
You're Cardi, so you have plenty enough staff, security, etc., that you shouldn't have to get to the point where you throw a mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand it was reactive. Like, you know, you're doing your thing. All of a sudden, you just, oh my god! Like, mm-hmm. That's not rain coming down. That's somebody threw some shit at me, and it was spot the fuck on. But dog, what if that shit tumble in and then bam, it really like clocked the ass, and then this person is all of a sudden
we got
knocked
problems.
Unconscious. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers don't think beyond though.
Right, in the moment. But it's like, I just don't want nothing dramatic or traumatic to happen where, not necessarily like she goes to jail or no shit, but it's like,
you don't want to see her piss it away.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because dog, I fuck with Cardi heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she kills
like
it when
Cardi
she
B.
put music out. She has a really, like, open and warm and like, funny personality that, like, really opens a lot of doors
mm-hmm.
for what she's capable of doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that shouldn't be happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost the same thing with Drake, in a sense. You know? If people throwing panties at Drake, right? And let's say somebody throw a fucking bottle and he launch a mic. Bro, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you got it to take care of that shit, but it's like, don't do that to yourself.
Right. Well, like, why we even got to deal with this? You know,
right.
Why even put it to this for
right.
real?
But
people
have
bad understanding when it comes to that shit.
Speaking of lawsuit, though, you saw Lizzo's dancers apparently are suing Lizzo for, in a sense, weight shaming and... basically, I was going to say it was sexual assault or harassment, misconduct. So I forget exactly what it was, but they went to a club, strip club, and she was telling them to touch somebody, and they didn't want to touch them and stuff like that. I'm not going to say I don't believe the victims and stuff like that, but I just don't just jump to killing the accused. I'll say that. I need to get more information. Like, I'm not just saying that I'm going to believe whatever the victim is saying, and I'm not saying I won't believe it, but it's like, I'm not going to just jump the boat to
right,
accuse
I'm not,
somebody
you're
off
not
the rip.
You're not guilty yet.
Yeah.
You still got a chance with me.
And not necessarily you got a chance with me, but like, I want to get the information and I want to make my judgment on it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going with the crowd. Oh, like, for example, everybody's trying to cancel Chris Brown, for example. I don't know what the fuck he did, but it's like, what the fuck happened for y'all all of a sudden to come say cancel Chris Brown? We'll get to that later. Lizzo. I've never known Lizzo to be a real aggressive person. Mm-hmm. I'm not really big on Lizzo to say she's in my the algorithms know shit. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't know what she's really doing, but I've heard a recent song she's made where it's like basically saying, you know, embrace who you are, you're a special person and all that. And then all of a sudden it's a fat shaming, weight shaming, lawsuit coming out. And it's like, fucking look at Lizzo. Like, right, like how is she really, in a, you know, respectfully, how is she really weight shaming somebody when
you bigger than a motherfucker?
Not really that, but it's like, it's one thing if that's Gabrielle Union or Sierra or somebody, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, you're super in shape, slim, all this other shit. Lizzo advocates for the people that get weight shamed. So right. Why would she all of a sudden be weight shaming people that work for her?
Because that's Lizzo.
That's just strange. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I need more information before I just say, oh, Lizzo's guilty. You know, that's just my take. Definitely need more information. We got Lizzo off. We got Summer Walker Meach. We got Cardi. Oh, Travis Scott. You haven't listened to the album yet, you said?
I hadn't, but I will listen to it. I like Travis
Great
Scott.
Great fucking album.
I know his shit is very well produced. He always, his shit is very, very high quality. And that kind of brings me to a topic. I'm kind of glad you
brought up that certain Travis Scott.
Right, bro. A lot of artists, dog, they just kind of, you know, they just get on the song. Because it's not all bars and lyrics, bro.
Yeah.
You know, good music is not all bars and lyrics. It's really some time, some effort, some thought and thinking that go into that shit.
And it's really a picking of the person, too. Like, right. You got to know how to pick the person right.
You,
for that
you
don't
got to know
song,
who to feature,
beat,
who to do this with, what producer produces this, what engineer can help you out with this. Because, man, it's no surprise, bro, when you hear Gunna. That should sound a certain way. It sounds so good. You know what I'm saying? But bro, these ain't Lil Wayne bars and lyrics. Right. It's not at all.
Right.
But it's really good music. Same thing with Travis Scott. He's an incredible artist for that. Like for that staple, bro. Like when you think of some good ass songs, all the motherfuckers got Travis Scott snap on it.
Right. Like, and it's like he's done a very good job at picking his features, whether it's he doing it or his camp, whatever. But
yeah, he know when to say when.
And who to say who. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, Astroworld don't really hit the same if that's maybe fucking, I don't know, Lil Baby on that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It may sound entirely different. You only getting Drake on that it makes that go like that. You know, I'm talking about he does a very good job at catering. Not catering, but like putting the right song, right person.
Right, to take something special,
you know,
somebody
does a good
special
job at that?
To make that shit
fucking
happen.
Ross. Ross' feature list is fucking insane.
He top notch for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He up there with the ones.
You know? But yeah, Travis Scott album is album of the year for me right now, so far, in July. I mean August, I'm sorry. What's your favorite Wayne era, bro? I saw this shit on the gram, right? So you got Young Wayne, basically, from 95 to 2000, right? You have, this is Carter... Two Wayne, 2000-2005. You got not Prom Queen. What is this? Lollipop Wayne, 2005-2010. And then you have the Rockstar Wayne in 2010-2015. And you have Skateboarder, you know, Legend Wayne from 15 to now. Me, I'm gonna say between 05 and me between 2000-2010. And it's like almost like that middle three for me.
Yeah.
The middle three.
I'm in the same realm.
I was too young for
the
first, but I remember it.
I like the Carter 2s and 3s.
Yeah.
Really like the Carter 2s and 3s. Bro, I don't
really
fuck with
the
Carter 1. I don't know much about the
Carter. Was that 2010-15-ish era? I am not a human being, stuff like that. I was outside for all of that shit. Like, I was too young for the squad up... beginning of Wayne, you know what I'm saying? But I remember some of that shit, you know? I was, middle school-ish when I first started listening to Wayne himself on my own, you know, and finding shit. Like, that was, bro, like that, like, bro.
Like, I remember finding Wayne as a kid. So, like, certain songs, I'm like, oh,
dog,
man,
do you remember
incredible.
That, the fucking rabbit hole you would go down trying to download Wayne songs, like, on, like, LimeWire and shit like that.
Cause he has so, but the catalog was ridiculous.
It was
like
insane.
On top of everything, like the mainstream, the album, the Carters, the Carter Twos, the Carter Threes. He had this like montage of fucking mixtapes that had music on it that was crazy.
And bro, it's like even with the copies of shit, like people just switching up the album art, you'd still find them shit on there. Like, damn, I didn't hear this one yet. Like, right, what is this?
Exactly, bro. I'm telling you, like, I play shit. I play Wayne. Like, me and my girl, we always driving and riding, listening to music. That's like one of our love languages.
Yeah, that's something that's cute. We do. I like that. Music is one of my love languages too.
And she like, man, what the fuck? Like, I've never heard this. And I'm like, yeah this the leak. Like, motherfuckers don't know nothing about the leak.
And it's like, and I was willing to go on a different one
and all that shit, bro. Like,
bro, I was willing to go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's a period, you know, with the drought, the leak, and then you got shit like No Ceilings 1 and 2. Sorry for the waves. Bro, that shit is incredible.
And that's the top of the top shit.
That's over.
They had heat in all that middle and the bottom.
All
too.
That middle ground, like, was ridiculous.
The leak, like, that wasn't really nut at the top. Like, you really go to your droughts. Exactly. The drought is over. It's, you know, the No Ceilings, all at the top.
Right. Wayne had a whole underground one with run with Dipset, dog. Like
you took got the words hella music with
Dipset, dog. So, like,
look, I had I Can't Feel My Face, right? Remember that mixtape? Him and Juelz.
Yep.
I can't remember exactly what the song was, but I remember I had downloaded this shit. I never forget. It was on a basketball tournament in Texas. I had the shit on my headphones, right? And I hadn't listened to it in a long time. But I knew I had erased it, and I had to get a new one because it stopped playing or some shit like that. So I had to go re-download another one, right? I played the song I really liked on the album, and I'm like, and I saw it, I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I looked, it was a whole extra minute and a half, almost 2 minute song. Both of them had another verse on it. I'm
Wayne,
like,
Wayne to do that. What? To you. Wayne to do that to you.
Because the song really was, it was the chorus. I want to say Juelz went first, another chorus, Wayne went, and then it was like the beat kind of went and it fades out.
Yeah.
So
Wayne good for a reproduction, like, and fuck two this more come verses. From?
They both had a second verse on that song. I'm like, oh, boy. I was geeked, bro. That part of my life, bro, really was like
ride. Golden, dog. Yes. Golden. Like MySpace time when that shit was jumping. It was a crazy period with Wayne. And like, I think that's what I lean more to. Like, kind of from like, I say 05 to about 12.
Yeah. 12 to 14 ish, I say for me. Dog. So
10-year run, 12. Yeah.
So this finally answers a question my girl had for me. She was like, why does music mean so much to you? Like, so she's like, I'm like, because she's feel like if nothing's on the radio, she could just listen to nothing. And I can too, but I'm like, I'm willing to listen to something more than anything sometimes. But like, if it's more staticky night, I'm turning that shit off altogether.
Yeah.
But it's like,
personally, like, man, it just gave me an incredible feeling. It has a mood about it.
But I remember moments like this when I was fucking scoping through the internet trying to find Wayne shit. I'm talking about, dog, I had fucking, when I learned how to fucking burn CDs, bro, oh my God.
It was OV.
If I was driving at that point, bro, I would have had a fucking CD book full of Wayne shit. Like, it would have been disgusting.
Yeah,
because I had so much of shit. Like, the little iPod, bro. Man, that was a time. That was a fucking time. But enough of reminiscing about the past. What we got? Wayne. We're on sports now. What's up? You talking about NFL coming up, man. Let's talk about these running backs, man. Why they not getting paid? Like, what's going on with that shit? So apparently, Josh Jacobs is still a free agent. Let me pull it up. Where is it at? Saquon Barkley signed a bullshit contract for the Giants, just to, you know.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook's still out
there.
Hey, C-Mac got his money, though, and he white. I'm just putting that out there. I don't be fucking with the NFL, but, you know, I see where you're going with that. And Christian McCaffrey definitely got paid. And I'm going to put this out here, bro, because the way you paid him, I agree with it 100%, 1,000%. I think it's absolutely justified and validated. You pay him as a weapon. Most teams that Christian McCaffrey get on, he's either going to be the number one weapon or the number two weapon. When we talking running backs, receivers, and the tight end. You know, who the fuck the quarterback going to hand it to or throw it to, he'll be your one or two option. Right. Same for a nigga like Dalvin Cook, bro. Right. He's going to be one or two. So you have to pay those people as such. I think you got to, like, not look at the position so much and just pay them with the value that you paid for the receiver. Because at some point, to some teams, that position is even more valuable. Bro, that... Derrick Henry's the most valuable player on that team. That team lose Henry. They don't have an offense to even, like, bro, they can't do a goddamn thing without Derrick Henry.
I'm gonna get all your shit off. I got a lot to say about
this. Yeah, same. So that was my spiel about that shit. You know, I just feel like it's unfair. You have to pay these people as, like, number one or number two weapons, not necessarily a running back. And you don't have to do it long. I'm thinking contracts like 3 years. 3 years. Give me three.
So you're saying just cut the years down, but just pay him enough.
Pay him. Pay him $15 million.
Pay him what you're going to pay to say using him for that. Because I usually get 3 years out of him.
And you're using the fuck out of him for three years. You know, he got 1,300 yards rushing, 1,200 the second year, 1,100 the second year, but he caught 300, you know, he had 300 receiving yards each year.
I like that idea.
Come on, man. You got to get it. I like that idea. You got to. What you got on him?
So here's my thing. And I've said this for a long time. Fuck all that market shit. Like, I hate that, and I don't understand it. Like, somebody that's an agent, and, like, you got to explain to me, like, why that even matters. Because every year that shit resets. So it's like, why is it such a, I need to be the highest paid in my position. And I understand you do that for the max value of your money. But it's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, if you telling me that, If that's the case, you're talking about making a tier level of running backs. You say you got your Derrick Henrys, your McCaffreys, et cetera, at the top of that crop. And then you go down from there and say this, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, pay them as such, right? But pay them what they've produced for you. Because if you had a spike up year like like Josh Jacobs did last year, fucking he should maybe look at, like, okay, you had a spike up in your production last year. But you may not necessarily be at the dollar of a Derrick Henry or McCaffrey, but you're not at the bottom of the team.
He's getting franchise tagged and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because, dog, my thing is, and not to cut you off, but I just want to put it out there so people understand. You know, you have some teams where they do this, like, running back by committee, and those guys can get paid $2 million apiece. I don't give a damn. But you got some teams where the running back touches the ball 18 to 24 fucking times a game, bro. Like, outside of your quarterback, he is touching that bitch the most.
And that was my next point.
Yep. You gotta pay him.
I'm like, if you won't pay this man top dollar, or not even say top dollar, but a decent dollar, but you're willing to give him the ball, I don't know what, 60% of the time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
this is who you build it around, right? your schemes, even when he doesn't get the carry, he's the decoy on the play. Your play action only works because this motherfucker's in the backfield. Yeah, like,
if you go put fucking Jim, who's a what's he from fucking North Iowa State, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's gonna be worried about him coming out there and say, hey, all
right. Right.
Let's key off him real quick.
Exactly.
You know, but you got Derrick Henry back here, you got Saquon Barkley, you got McCaffrey, you got Josh Jacobs, etc. You need to fucking worry about that. They're a problem.
You need to be sounding your gaps 100%. Like, they're not even worried about that shit when somebody else is back there taking the care.
So check this out, right? So everybody's trying to go to this passer-centric offense, right? And so you still have your teams like the Titans.
And not necessarily. Us, that's,
you know, more run-based. We're trying to go to the passing game, right?
Cook it up.
But shouldn't that even be more comfortability for the team to pay a running back since we're not running you every play?
Right, because you're not getting
your quarterback's throwing 40 fucking passes
exactly.
A game.
I agree with that.
I really like that idea you said, the 3 years contract.
On the back end of that, I'm about to say, bro, people let it go right past
it all on the front end.
Yeah, looking at teams like the Eagles, bro, they ran the fuck out the ball last year. They were efficient as hell. That short yardage, right. Jalen Hurts, who the running back was? Miles Sanders. Got Sanders now. Had a
running back yard year, too.
Bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bro, come on, 1,000 yard. Your quarterback's a rushing option as well. Nigga, they was unstoppable. unstoppable on the goal line. Like, you, yeah. you knew what was coming.
I don't agree with that whole, when people bring up that market, I fucking hate it. Because that's for this time being. And it may be a month from now, somebody going to put you, outbeat you by a couple million. Like, I feel like that market shit only should base you at a number, in a sense. Like, the market says this, and that should be it. But the whole resetting the market shit, like, I really don't agree with that shit. Because, like, the market may say, like, all right, you may come after, oh, and McCaffrey gets paid, Derrick Henry gets paid. Let's see. Eckler gets paid, fucking, boom. And let's say you got Stevenson out of the Patriots and fucking, I don't know, Zach Moss or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Due to get paid after them. And he's talking about they don't reset the market. Fam, you are not top level running back. You may have the potential to be that. But no, you're not there yet. You know what I'm saying? So like all that market shit, bro, that shit should be a base number to go from. They should just judge you from the man. Like, all right, this is the average based on this. At your rate, at your production and shit like that, versus the rate at your position, because that shit fluctuates based on who you are and who you are to your team. If we're running back by committee, you may be a cold running back. Like, for example, that year the Niners had all them running backs.
Right.
Most of it was cold. But you're sharing a rock with three people. So you really can't stick out to say, all right, I had 1,400 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns, or whatever. I should get this number. You had 8 touchdowns, you know, 1,100 rushing, you know, whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? So that market shit, I don't understand. I feel like teams are fucked up to not pay the player.
Although you out there, I think the market thing is just that good excuse.
Using them down to the end of their fucking, usage, and then you want to say, all right,
it's time to trade your ass before I got to pay you.
Or franchise tag you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. But you paying arm and a leg for your quarterback when the quarterback may not be the best player on your team. You know, like, Derrick Henry may be the only situation we have that, but, bro, that is a real thing. You know, like, you got, it's insane where you got running backs averaging $1.8 million a year, but you got Justin Tucker getting $2.2 million. Yeah. You know, like, that's kickers, bro. Like, come on, what are we really talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I respect a kicker, bro, because it take a lot to go out there and boot that motherfucker 45 yards through that fucking field goal post.
But at the same time,
that's all you do. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully, bro, that's all you're doing.
Can't put up six.
And, bro, like, I just...
Can't put up six. You can't put up six. You can't take away six.
I respect a kicker because I can't kick a rock like that. I can't. But, like, bro, that's all you have to do is kick. I got to key off this guy. If he do some shit, I got to do something different. I got to be reacting to everything around me.
And at the same time, man, you know, we saying all this, football season is upon us. That shit's coming here. We had a preseason game already.
Fantasy League group message just got popping again. I'm lit.
Okay.
I'm
lit. So that's a draft coming up too. But like these same running backs that we talking about, bro, they're going to sign them, you know, with 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Bring them in, not going to really be ready because you don't get the training camp. You don't get all that shit that the other players get. So that's like a lack. But you know what's going to happen? They still going to produce. Right. Running back, the easiest position in the league. They'll produce, and then they'll fuck over them again.
And you know what? I'm never against holding out to get paid. There's always a way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But
we got to be respectful on both ends.
Right. I just don't understand how the stalemates come sometimes. We're like, all right, I'm not signing that. Like, you mean to tell me, like for example, I know it's not the same sport, so it's dynamic different, but the fucking Thunder with James Harden, bro, that was a $5 million difference. And it's, you know, come the fuck on, bro, like, $5 million, bro.
But I think he more so wanted his own thing.
No, I'm just saying, like, when it comes as far as the numbers, like, you know what I'm saying? When, like, me leaving was only, they offered me five more than what y'all willing to give me type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but y'all was stuck at this number and let me walk. I don't know. Like, bro, like, that's just, I don't know. I don't really have a understanding with that shit. I just can't. Because I feel like with all that back and forth shit, bro, y'all gotta be like, all right, I'm kind of tired of this shit. Like, let's just go with this, bro. Like, come on. Like, that would be me, I guess. I'm not saying you sign anything, but, bro, y'all been back and forth meeting, calling, changing numbers, offering this, declining that for 2.5 months. Nah, like, come on, bro. Like, can y'all get to this number? Can y'all get within 5 of that number? No? Okay. Either I'm going to sign it or I'm out.
Yeah, like, I think that's unfair. But
I'm as far as like just the length of the wait out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dog, like, decide. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether you're going to sign that shit or you not. Decide, bro.
Let's go with it.
Yeah. I think we kind of touched everything, dog. Cardi, Travis Scott, Wayne. Cancel culture with Chris Brown. So apparently, Chris Brown and Ciara have a new song out. I'm not sure what it's called. Never heard it either. But I have been hearing just rumblings about cancel culture with Chris Brown. And I'm just like, well, what did he do? Like, I didn't see anything happen. He posted something is Chris Brown, we're canceling Chris Brown, something like that. He was like, you know, laughing or whatever like that, some kind of sense. But I don't know. I don't understand what he did, like, to be canceled. Like, I didn't hear anything. So I was confused about that. Cancel culture is such a strange entity for me. Because I'm like, the shit that sometimes I feel like people should be canceled for, you don't really hear anything from them. You know? And then it's like, the shit you hear them from, like, we got bigger fish to fry than that. And sometimes, not saying every time, sometimes, like, they're on Jamie Foxx's case about the, basically them misunderstanding what the fuck he said on a social media post, and he had to go out and apologize, et cetera, like that. And just the use of them and they, bro, like, well, man.
What you mean, the use of them and they?
So, apparently, but I forget exactly what he said. I should have got it, but he deleted it. He used, you know, so how, you know, we may refer to how Dr. Umar refers to white people as, you know, they, them, shit like that. It was in that, they took it in that type of context. But if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes people just say, oh, by them or they, you mean us. No, I don't. You know, like, so black people have a certain lingo of word usage. Like, they had, when all this going on, the Jamie Foxx shit, somebody posted something about how, you know, how you said, man, I'm about to blow this bitch up. You talking about, like, y'all go to the bathroom. There was a situation that happened with a man. He got basically, not harassed, not arrested, I'm not saying, but approached by the police, like, you know, you got a bomb or something, they're like, no, I just gotta use the bathroom, you know, type shit. But I think where he was at, that was an alarm for, hey, you know, let, you know, see what's talking about, what he talking about or whatever. I don't know, dog. I don't know. This shit, the world is a real odd place sometimes.
Really, hey, bro, is. As far as cancel culture, I will say, like, as we spoke about earlier outside, that's just a select group of people, bro, that they just want to have something to say, whether it's good or bad, or whether it doesn't really convey a decent message. They just want to be heard. And motherfuckers like that, they can't be heard. So what they do is they form this group to try to affect the motherfuckers that are often seen. Like, you're only trying to cancel motherfuckers that's seen. They wouldn't care to cancel me and you because we ain't worldly seen. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a way to kind of get your shit off to bring relevance to yourself when in reality, don't nobody give a fuck. Like, they didn't give a fuck before. They sure don't give a fuck. Like, they look at it like, oh, damn, Chris Brown ain't selling no records. But they don't give a fuck about what you're doing. So, yeah, you might have ruined Chris Brown's life, you know, affected his pockets. But you just as broke as yesterday.
Come on, man. That was a gem. Pick that up off the floor. All right. We,
coming close. We stamped y'all ass. We be hot.
What, tape. Anything else you want to get into?
Dog, I'm all good.
All good.
I'm all good.
Next episode, we'll get into our predictions for the football.
All right, I'm gonna drop a Super Bowl competitors. We're going to go each side. We're not going to name a winner. We're just going to go AFC, NFC, who you think going to come out and face each other in the bowl.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. We just pounded if y'all want to.